Okay, so let's dive in. Imagine this. Deep inside the Vatican, locked away. Not gold, not relics, but something unsettling.
Yeah, it's this handmade rag doll. Really simple, actually. Yarn hair, button eyes. But the story around it, that's something else.
Exactly. And right away, there are these two completely different takes on what this doll is.
Right. One of you is basically that the doll itself is bad news, cursed from the start, a vessel for something nasty.
But then there's the other side. They say, no, the doll's just stuff, fabric and buttons, inert.
But it acted as a focal point, a conduit, maybe, for something else connected to the owner.
Which brings us to Elra, a little girl, Romania, 1954, remote village up in the mountains. Her grandmother gives her this doll.
The doll we now know as Annabelle, yeah. And the change in Elra was, well, instant and really
It
disturbing.
really was. This happy little kid just shuts down, no more talking, no smiling, no crying even.
Just clutches the doll tightly and starts whispering.
Whispering words nobody could understand. That's the first big piece, right? This language.
Yeah, what was that? I mean, could it have been some obscure dialect, maybe? Something lost to time in that isolated region?
Or, maybe psychological, like glossolalia, speaking in tongues because of trauma or some kind of break.
That's definitely on the table. Trauma can manifest in strange ways, but the timing right after getting the doll,
It makes you lean towards something else, doesn't it?
well, it makes you consider it. Could it have been not human? A language imposed on her, an external influence?
Because right alongside her silence, other things started happening in the house. Creepy things.
Yeah, the atmosphere just shifted. Mirrors, for instance, started cracking spontaneously.
Just shattering.
Yeah.
Wow, what does that even signify?
Well, traditionally, broken mirrors are bad luck, right? A sign of misfortune, a fractured reality, maybe mirroring Elra's own state.
Okay, symbolically maybe, but then you add the animals.
Ah, yes. Animals found dead outside, but not just dead, arranged.
In perfect circles. That bit is really chilling. It doesn't sound random.
No, it feels intentional, ritualistic almost, which points towards, well, darker interpretations.
Like witchcraft. I mean, in
Yeah.
a remote village like that, could it have been some local practice?
It's a possibility people would certainly consider, especially in that context, folk practices, dark arts. But again, extreme stress within the family, maybe manifesting externally, poltergeist-type activity linked to turmoil. It's hard to pin down.
But it keeps escalating. Phantom footsteps.
Right. Heard at night, coming from Elra's room.
Even when she was asleep
Yeah.
and the doll wasn't moving.
According to the reports, yes, which is deeply unsettling for the family,
Of
obviously.
course. I mean, are you hearing things because you're terrified? Auditory hallucinations.
Could be. Stress does weird things. But the consistency.
Oh.
Always Elra's room. It suggests a focus, doesn't it? More than just random sounds.
And then the writing started.
Yes, symbols scratched into walls, furniture, and in the middle of these symbols, a name written perfectly.
Annabelle.
Annabelle, over and over.
So, is the doll naming itself? Or is something naming the doll through Elra? Or is Elra doing it subconsciously?
The perfection of the script, the deliberate placement, it argues against just, mindless scribbling. It feels like a claim, an identity being asserted.
Whether it's the doll itself or something using the doll.
Exactly. That remains the core question. And it all builds to this final, terrifying night.
Loud laughter, right? But distorted. Not Elra's.
No, echoing through the house. And the father runs in and finds, well, finds Elra floating midair.
Oh, wow. Just levitating.
Eyes rolled back, and the doll resting on her chest.
And what
The
else?
reports say the doll was smiling.
A rag doll smiling. That's
Yeah.
pure nightmare fuel.
It gets worse. In that moment, the doll supposedly blinked
Blinked. Wait, button eyes blinked.
and spoke, but not in Elra's voice.
Whose voice?
Her grandmother's, the one who gave her the doll.
But the grandmother was.
Dead for over 10 years.
Okay, that changes things dramatically. Why her voice? Was she somehow involved? Did she attach something to the doll without knowing?
Or is it mimicry? A cruel trick by whatever entity is involved, using a loved one's voice to maximize fear and confusion.
That's a classic demonic trope, isn't it? Using something familiar to terrify.
It is, but the sheer physical impossibility of a rag doll doing that, blinking, speaking in a specific, recognized voice, it defies easy
And
explanation.
they couldn't even get rid of it. They tried to burn it.
They did try setting it on fire, but the fabric, it just wouldn't burn.
Indestructible, like something out of folklore. the cursed object that can't be destroyed.
It definitely plays into that narrative. Now, could there be a mundane reason? Sure, maybe some weird old fire retardant treatment nobody knew about?
Maybe. But combined with everything else, the levitation, the voice, it makes the cursed object theory seem a bit more plausible, doesn't it?
It certainly adds weight to the extraordinary side of the scale. And that leads us to where it supposedly is now, locked up.
In the Vatican, which is quite the statement. They clearly believe it's dangerous.
Deep underground, supposedly in a lead-lined box, taken very seriously. And the final chilling detail, the whispers.
They say it still whispers. Every night, something nobody wants to repeat. It's not just history, it's ongoing.
The fact that the Vatican, an institution that deals with the unexplainable, keeps this thing under lock and key, it tells you something. Cursed object or conduit, they're not taking chances.
So we circle back, really. Was the doll itself the problem? Born bad, so to speak.
Or was it Elra? Was she somehow a magnet, drawing this darkness in, and the doll just became the lightning rod for it all?
Both are pretty terrifying thoughts. The silence, the language, the mirrors, the circles, the footsteps, the name.
The levitation, the laughter, the grandmother's voice, the fire resistance. It pushes the boundaries of what we think is possible.
It really does. And it makes you think about that name again, Annabelle. We've just accepted it as a name.
Right. A label for the doll or the entity.
But what if you flip it? What if Annabelle wasn't its name? What if it was a command?